This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Iran is sending mixed signals today as tensions with the U.S. appear to ease. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is warning of a very dangerous response if the U.S. makes, quote, another mistake. This comes a day after both sides appear to step back from the brink. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has more.
In a speech at the White House, President Donald Trump downplayed the missile attacks.
The American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime.
In an apparent move to de-escalate, Trump announced no military retaliation, only new sanctions on Tehran. He called on Western powers to abandon the Iran nuclear deal and work towards a new one. Via Twitter after the attacks, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said the strikes were proportionate measures in self-defense and that Iran is not seeking war. Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a measure limiting President Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi describes last week's drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani as provocative and disproportionate. She made the comment in a statement announcing the vote on a war powers resolution that seems certain to pass the House despite solid Republican opposition. Senator Tim Kaine is circulating a similar proposal in the Republican-controlled Senate, and while that one faces a decidedly uphill fight, a number of Republicans, including Utah's Mike Lee and Rand Paul of Kentucky, have indicated they're at least willing to listen and may even co-sponsor a resolution. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian authorities are urging another mass evacuation across the heavily populated southeast as a return of hot weather fanned huge bushfires. Reuters' Ciara Lee reports.
A return of extreme temperatures has led to calls for another mass evacuation in southeast Australia. Monster bushfires have scorched an area the size of South Korea, killing 27 people, while thousands have been made homeless. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Thursday called for unity.
I would encourage all Australians to continue to follow the advice of authorities, to keep being kind to each other as the way you are. Thank you for your generosity and your support.
The New South Wales government has pledged a further $1 billion to help rebuild communities. The fires are expected to continue until Australia experiences solid rainfall.
That's Reuters' Ciara Lee reporting. An initial investigation by Iranian officials says the crew of a Ukrainian jetliner that crashed in Iran never made a radio call for help and was trying to turn back for the airport when the plane went down. AP's Don Gambrell says investigators may have a difficult time with their investigation.
They have collected the two black boxes that were on this Boeing 737, but the Iranians say that these black boxes were damaged and some of the memory was lost in the black boxes.
176 people died in the crash. Gambrell reports Ukrainian investigators are also trying to determine what caused the crash.
They're looking at the possibility that it could have been a missile strike that brought down this Ukrainian International Airlines flight. Now, Iran has denied that there was any sort of missile strike or attack on the aircraft and has said that it was a technical malfunction. That's a theory that Ukrainian officials also are looking at as well.
Whatever the cause, the Iranian report suggests that a sudden emergency struck the Boeing 737 before it crashed. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they plan to step back as senior members of Britain's royal family and forge their own path. AP's Jennifer King reports.
In a statement issued by Buckingham Palace and posted on the couple's Instagram account, Prince Harry and his wife Meghan say they've chosen to make a transition to carve out a progressive new role within the institution, work to become financially independent, and balance their time between the United Kingdom and North America while continuing to honor their duties. It's not known exactly where in the Americas the couple would spend their time. Royal watchers say that senior royals are understood to be disappointed by the announcement. Buckingham Palace responded with a terse statement, saying discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through. I'm Jennifer King.
U.S. stock indexes hit record highs at the open on Thursday after the United States and Iran pulled back from new military action, along with optimism about a U.S.-China trade deal. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel. VOA News.